Hello again, my dear monk friends. This is Christine Balters-Paintner, your online abbess at Abbey of the Arts, a virtual monastery offering resources, reflections, and classes on contemplative practice, creative expression, and compassionate presence. This recording is the second part of this month's podcast on kinship with creation and is an invitation into a contemplative walk. So I'd invite you to listen to this podcast before you go out on your walk as a way of preparing your heart for taking this prayerful journey. And we might consider first that one of the definitions that I've read by William McNamara, a Carmelite, is that contemplation is a long, loving look at the real. And so if we just unpack that a little bit, contemplation is long, which means that it's slow and we take our time. We're not in a rush when we contemplate. And when we go for a contemplative walk, we do so slowly and with presence and awareness. It's a loving act, which means that we bring a sense of compassion for ourselves and for what we are beholding in the world around us. And then a look. A long, loving look. This is a different way of looking than our usual seeing. We usually move through the world wanting to grasp at things or to see information, to kind of get to the point quickly. This is more of an act of gazing, as we might do when praying with an icon. It's a way of receiving the gifts around us and beholding rather than trying to take something. And then a long, loving look at the real. So the real is the truth around us, what is most real. And oftentimes, particularly if we're doing a contemplative walk in a beautiful place, that real will be something magnificent or splendid. But there's also painful parts of what is real. We might witness decay or destruction. And to let our contemplative practice be about beholding that whole spectrum of experience. So this is a slow contemplative walk. Don't be in a hurry. You can just allow it to take its own shape, and you don't even need to walk a long distance, maybe just a few feet. And as you begin, I'll invite you to center yourself and connect to the rhythm of your breath. And bring yourself fully present to the invitation of this moment in time. And allow your walk to unfold in this way, without a particular goal or destination. Simply listening for what is calling to you next. And then as you begin the walk, notice what's capturing your attention. See if there's something in nature that wants you to spend some time with it, simply being present to its wisdom, with compassion, with curiosity. Allow time just to ponder its gifts to you. And then pause every few steps and just look around you. Notice what lies in the path before you. Listen for what your body is saying. Be attentive. Nature sends her messengers to us over and over again if we simply pay attention. And when you encounter something you find especially meaningful or beautiful or moving, allow some time to meditate with gratitude on it, just appreciating all of its qualities and how it simply is what it was created to be. And allow yourself to fill with gratitude for the gifts of the earth. And open yourself to this experience of the fullness of creation and all the ways that God delights in the beauty of it. And then as you allow some time for this pondering and being with, open to whatever is being whispered to you out in nature, then I invite you to shift your focus from creation to yourself. And see if you can take this sense of wonder and awe at the beauty around you, and imagine how God gazes with delight on the beauty of who you are, And what aspects of your being can you imagine God relishing? What are the longings inside of you that God is asking you to embrace? And what is the relationship to creation that God is calling you to? Are there changes that are being asked of you? New awareness? And then as you near the end of your walk, just allowing some time to notice your own inner invitations. What has risen up in you in response to this experience? What has the great Creator been saying to you through creation? And just allowing some time at the end to dwell in silence and maybe spending a little bit of time journaling. I'm going to close this brief reflection and invitation into your contemplative walk with a poem by David Wagner. And the poem is called Lost. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So I invite you to just carry those images with you on this time of exploration, of gazing, of receiving and beholding. See if you can go listen to the forest breathing. See if you can see the difference between the trees and the branches. See if you can answer the question, is what a tree or a bush does lost on you? And if so, maybe you might discover a response. And the last line, the forest knows where you are, you must let it find you. To be in creation and to let creation find us, to meet us right where we are. And so let this time be a time of cultivating this intimacy, this kinship, and blessings on this journey.